Have yourself a Gooner Beta Christmas. Let your cock stay thick.
Fat fucking Bader Dong, man.
Don't you dare jizz from that big old penis wink.
We're gonna have to shoot some sperm out of Dong, man.
Have yourself a Gooner Beta Christmas. May you edge a little more.
Yeah, I got a big fucking penis.
From now on, your flesh balls will be blue and sore. Ooh, yeah.
My big fucking penis.
Here we are. Hand on dick.
Penis.
Jacking that fleshy prick once more.
Dog worship that.
Penis stiffens, I'm gonna blow cum snot. And jizz a lot once more.
You better be fucking jacking your dick, man. Beating on your cock, come on. Come on, man. Beat your dick. Jack that fucker off while I'm jacking mine off, man. Yeah. Yeah, fucking nasty dudes.
It's Christmas!
Enjoying your Christmas present?
Would you whip out your nice big present for me?
Santa treats everybody right.
I'll be back. Want to know what to give the family this Christmas? Give them diarrhea.
You're gonna get absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
That's what Christmas is about. Jesus Christ.
Christmas only comes once a year, baby.
Oh, yeah. Dropping fucking words.
I'm dreaming also white.
Merry Christmas, everybody!
There you freaks are. Hey, everybody, Timothy Trinita Henson. This right here is Distorted View Daily. I'm all about having fun and freebies. And if you play Closer by Nine Inch Nails, I might have sex with you. Stupid dating on demand clips. Yes, do have a great program for you. I have to say thanks to everyone who's signing up for the Distorted View website. It's finally starting to ramp up, and you guys are discovering that you can set up your own groups. So I think Rob from Cleveland set up a Sextastic Tuesday round robin, for instance. And this is, you know, if you've ever wanted to write or try your hand at a Sextastic Tuesday story, this is sort of a group sourced. That was a crowdsourced Sextastic Tuesday story where Rob provides some characters and then you can incorporate them into a story. You just write a sentence or a paragraph and then the person below you will continue the story. It's a fun little game. So if you want to participate in that, join the Sextastic Tuesday round robin. Pat Sajak, for some reason, is one of the characters in this story. That sounds about right for Sextastic Tuesday, doesn't it? A couple freaks have actually emailed me over the past day saying, Tim, thanks for continuing to update the website even on Thursday. So if you're not a Sideshow member, you'll still get some new content. Like I was posting videos and, you know, stuff I found. I'll play a couple things that I ran across yesterday that I wanted to share with you. Actually, why don't we do that right now? I, for some reason, stumbled upon gay porn. I don't know how that happened. Specifically, some bad gay porn acting. The first one I want to play for you. I had no idea so much sex was happening in the woods, but apparently, according to porn, straight and gay, it happens more than you'd think. All right, here is a porn clip that takes place in the woods.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry.
Oh, so a guy stumbled upon another dude as the dude was pissing.
Sorry for what? Our daddy taught us not to be ashamed of our dicks, especially since they're such good size and all. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I see that. Your daddy gave you good advice.
It gets bigger when I pull on it.
And the Oscar goes to...
It gets bigger when I pull on it.
Yes.
Hmm.
That's the gayest hmm I've ever heard. Hmm.
I pull on it.
Hmm.
Sometimes I pull on it so hard, I rip the skin.
Ew.
Well, my daddy taught me a few things too, like how not to rip the skin by using someone else's mouth.
Really? That is what your father taught you? Your father would be doing time right about now if that's what he taught you. Yeah, son. If you want to make sure your penis doesn't rip, use someone else's mouth on your cock. Find someone, anyone. A stranger in the woods, for instance.
How not to rip the skin by using someone else's mouth instead of your own hands.
Will you show me?
I'd be right happy to.
We've been watching the premiere of The Queers of Hazzard. All right, moving on. Here's another bad porno clip. In this scene, a guy has just become a member of a band. I guess he joined some band. Cool enough. Go.
signing the papers.
Congratulations. You're officially part of the band.
Welcome to the club, buddy.
Oh, grabbed his ass.
Let's get something straight.
That's Bruno, right? Isn't that Bruno's voice? That movie?
Let's get something straight.
There's nothing straight about this clip, I have to say.
Let's get something straight. It was the first and the last time either one of you will ever touch my ass again.
Really? Really? You think so? You don't think anyone's going to be touching that ass, like, in the very next scene, for instance?
Are you clear?
Oh, you've gotta watch these clips on distortedview.com because the voice acting is horrible, but also the facial expressions are fantastic.
You had rehearsal.
Smell you later.
Fucking bitch.
They turn so quickly, don't they?
You got that right. Nice piece of ass, though.
I'll say.
Why is that guy joining some sort of gay band? It doesn't make any sense. All right, moving on. Yeah, things got a little too gay in here. Let's straighten them up with some more porn here. In this clip, a guy is blowing his load inside of a woman's pussy. Then they stick a plastic tube in her cunt, and the other end is near her face, and she's got to suck out the dude's cum, basically. I think we open with the guy blowing his load inside of her. Penis. Alright, so now the tubing is going in her pussy and in her mouth. She's going to try to suck it out. Big gaping hole.
There you go.
Wrecked. She's having a little trouble. You can do it. Oh. That's so gross. Let's hear that again. Oh, it's like a silly straw. Oh, she's sucking it down. Gurgle, gurgle, gurgle. Oh, it's dribbling out of her mouth.
Blow into that tube.
Delicious. All right, very good. Thank you. Moving on, let's return to some bad acting. Oh my god, I love corporate training videos. They really do feature some of the worst acting. And DV listener Precious posted this clip. This is, I guess, from a training video for a grocery store, right? And they're doing some scenarios. What if a drunk person tries to buy alcohol?
Let's watch this transaction.
Yes. Drunk guy coming up to the checkout.
I need immediate manager assistance to check stand 2.
First of all, I love the overly dramatic music.
I need immediate manager assistance to check stand 2. I'm sorry, sir, but the law in our company policy forbid me to sell alcoholic beverages to you because you appear to be intoxicated.
Yeah, I'm sure a drunk guy is going to understand or, you know, take that. Okay, I understand. Bye-bye.
I want that bottle of liquor. You need to sell it to me now! Give it to me!
Sir, is there someone you would like us to call?
He went to the Otis the Drunk school of inebriated acting.
I want that bottle of liquor.
Give it to me now! I want that liquor!
You need to sell it to me now! Give it to me!
Sir, is
that's
there
my favorite part of the... Give it to me!
When you would like us to call to drive you home.
I'm so sorry. So sorry.
There's the sober wife coming to pick him up. Whatever. Girlfriend, maybe. I don't really know their whole backstory, but there you go. A little bit from a training video. One more bad acting clip, and then we'll get into the news, I promise. This one's courtesy of Everything is Terrible. I don't know where they found this piece of shit, but here's the premise. A couple's driving by on the road and sees that a furniture store is open. The woman promises her husband to fuck him if they could just take a look at the furniture.
Hey, look! There's a brand new furniture store. They're open now. Furniture companies.
And do you really want to stop and look at that furniture?
No, I like to look at new furniture.
This is the weirdest. Like, it looks as if it was videotaped on like a home camcorder type thing. I'm thinking this is like a low budget porno.
Let's go check it out.
All right. Thanks.
You're welcome.
I'll do something you want to do.
Let's go check it out and see.
I mean, I'll do something that you want to do.
Ooh, baby.
Later. I'll make you glad that you went in this furniture store.
All right, well, we get it. You're going to fuck them. Okay, Christ.
You know what that does to me when you're talking like that.
When you're talking like this, this gets you hot. I'm going to do whatever you want. I'm going to suck that dick ears. That's not sexy at all. And do whatever you like.
Gets me in the mood.
I'm hoping so.
Like, we'll this is like the least sexy talk ever.
What that does to me when you're talking like that, baby, gets me in the mood.
I'm hoping so.
We'll stop in there and take a peek at it.
All right, welcome to the furniture store. Maybe this is an advertisement for the furniture store. Now, there's a child bouncing up and down on one of the seats that are for sale.
What? I'm just trying to have a little fun.
You thinking what I'm thinking?
Baby. All right, they're looking at a couch. I'm sorry, they're looking at a bed.
Hey.
And baby. He pushed his wife onto the bed, so she's sitting on it. He pulls off her shoes and starts licking and kissing her feet. They're going to... Oh, and now they're getting under the covers. They're going to fuck in the furniture store. You know, the same furniture store where the kid is bouncing up and down on a chair 20 feet away.
Time is wasted. Won't you lay down with me?
Aw, you, Dad? What are those people doing? Are they crazy?
Lay down with me. Kid spots the people having sex.
Oh, my goodness. Somebody go get the manager.
The manager comes running out.
Oh! Ow!
Flips the kid over the chair. And catches her, her bra or her panties? And he's sniffing it. Putting it on his head. Can someone tell me what this is? Okay, thank you. And with that, whatever that was, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Yeah, real quick, couple things to talk about. If you're not yet Sideshow Freaks, sign up right now. It is DV's member site at superfreaksideshow.com. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Sign up right now. You can get full access to the entire archive of programs. We've done like 1,500 shows at this point. Plus, every week we do extended shows. I try to do video casts for you, exclusive programs. As a matter of fact, if you sign up right now, you can catch yesterday's exclusive Thursday show. So do that for me. Also, if you're looking for presents, either for yourself or a loved one, you know, a loved one that you want to fuck, go to adamandeve.com right now. Use coupon code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K, at checkout. You'll get 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, 3 free adult DVDs, and a mystery gift, all for using coupon code FREAK at Adam and Eve. One more thing I wanted to mention, of course, I redesigned the website, distortiveview.com, added a bunch of new features. Sign up for it right now. It's free. Connect with freaks. You can share links, watch videos to stuff I've talked about on the show. Listeners submit stuff all the time. That stuff is posted there as well. Lots of new forums and groups being added. Check it out, distortiveview.com. All right, 3 quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here for some. A day or two ago, I talked about a guy who started his own home business, specifically the business of masturbating and then giving it to ladies. Here, I made this for you. Sticks out his hand with his cummy hand and just rubs it on their hand. A California man is vowing to continue his do-it-yourself sperm donor operation, despite efforts of federal health officials to crack down on the free service. Trent C. Arsenal, 36. It's more of a charity than a business. It's free, right? 36 of Fremont, California, said that he has fathered 14 children, with 4 more on the way, and donated sperm to between 60 and 75 families since he started the online operation in 2006. Quote, every time I log into Facebook, I'm overwhelmed with all the pictures from the family, said Arsenal, who regards his donations as a way to help low-income people struggling with infertility. They're infertile for a reason. God is saying, you know what, I don't want you to have children because you're poor. Why, if you are low income, why would you even want children? Work on getting a job, a good paying job, so you don't have to eat fucking ramen every day, you know? So stupid, bringing a child into this world. That's a pretty fuck-witted thing to do. Last year, Federal Food and Drug Administration officials delivered a letter ordering Arsenal to cease manufacturing or halt his service because the computer security expert had not followed regulations governing safety precautions for transmission of human cells or tissues through donor clinics. We have legitimate concerns, said Shelley Burgess, a spokeswoman with the FDA, but Arsenal was allowed to continue the operation while the agency decided whether to grant him a hearing on the matter. The lawyers who work for the nonprofit legal firm Cause of Action in Washington, D.C., argue that Arsenal shouldn't be held to clinical sperm donor standards because his contract with recipients are individual intimate partner agreements allowed under the law. No hearing has yet been scheduled, Burgess said. Arsenal could face penalties, including court action, if the agency concludes that his acts were a violation of federal regulation. How is this any different than just fucking abroad and getting her pregnant? You know what I mean? He's just... It's fresh from the tap, he says. He doesn't even freeze his cum. It's just, you know, he masturbates while the woman's waiting in the... waiting in his, you know, hallway or something. Then he hands it off to her. She runs home and, you know, leans back and... I don't know, sticks the vial of cum up her pussy or something. I'm not really sure how it works. How do women get pregnant? I never really understood that. Second story we have for you today. A prostitute has been convicted of assault after she bit off her client's penis when he refused to pay her. Oh, this is an update to a DV story, I think. Although I don't really recognize this name. According to Zimbabwe, heard how Wadzane Marimo... 34, took off the tip with her teeth before running outside and spitting it out. Maybe this is a different news story. The sex worker from central Zimbabwe was arrested following the bloody incident on Monday night. Zimbabwe's news website, Bullywooey, Bullywooey 24, reported how she admitted assault after appearing in court earlier this week. And yesterday she was handed an 18-month prison sentence, which was suspended on the condition that she performed 420 hours, yeah, 420 hours of community service. The court heard how Marimo, or whatever, was out drinking on Monday evening with a regular client, Brian Chumba, whom she considered to be her boyfriend. The couple returned to her house after... It's her boyfriend, but she still wanted him to pay her. The couple returned to their house after visiting an off-license. I don't know what that means. But Buliwe reported how things turn ugly after they found themselves in bed together. The publication reported while at Marimo's place, the two had sex but were involved in a scuffle after Mr. Shumba refused to pay for the services. I'm your boyfriend! The two, who had a long-term relationship, then resolved to forget about the immediate payment. All right. The court heard that Marimo later proceeded to caress Mr. Shumba by kissing his shoulders and indulging in foreplay, round two, as they prepared for another sex session. Marimo later bit off the head of Mr. Shumba's manhood before she bolted out of the room and spat it outside. Ah, she chewed off the tip, the head of the penis, the mushroom head. Mr. Shumba collapsed into unconsciousness after the incident and was rushed to hospital for treatment. Doctors there reported the matter to police, and Marimo was arrested later at her home. During a short hearing yesterday, a magistrate heard she admitted to the offense and was willing to perform community service as punishment. Marimo was ordered to report to the local police station to carry out her sentence. So there you go. And finally, today, this one comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me!
Florida is the most fucked up state.
Yep, in Oakland Park, man accused of getting a little too friendly with his roommate's 3-year-old chihuahua mix is what the hell could you possibly do with a chihuahua sexually? You know what I mean? Is due in court Friday morning to face an animal cruelty charge. Thomas Bautista, 40, was arrested in February after his roommate found him passed out with his pants down in the backyard of their home. Oh, this might be a distorted view update. I recall something about a guy with his pants around his ankle, passed out in the backyard, fucking a chihuahua. How many of those stories could really be out there? Yes, the dog, Mimi, had just let out a loud yelp and was running from Bautista when the roommate went outside to investigate. Governor Rick Scott signed the law in May. What? What law? I think there's a paragraph or at least a sentence missing in that news story. I think what they're talking about here is that this past May, Florida signed into law that bestiality was in fact illegal. We reported this on Distorted View. It was a sad, sad day for, you know, animal fuckers. All right, back to the story here. The animal cruelty charge Bautista faces could land him a maximum prison term of 5 years plus $10,000 in fines. Bail was set at $2,500, but Bautista also remains in custody on an immigration hold. Bautista... fucking Mexicans. They're fucking all of the good dogs for themselves. What? Yes, Bautista's lawyer, Jacob Cohen, did not comment about what might happen at Friday's hearing. I wonder what happened, right? It's Friday. Friday, which is on the court docket as a routine calendar call. So hopefully we'll hear something after this weekend. A little DB update for you. All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails now and then get the hell out of here. All right, here we go. Let's check in with my freaky deekies, see what they're up to before the weekend.
Hi, Timmy. This is the dipshit, the Israeli listener, calling in. Hi. Just wanted to tell you that we have a bit of a problem, Tim. See, I like getting high and listen to your show, but another thing I like doing when I'm high is eat, because I have the munchies.
So you're getting fat?
And you like to feature disgusting topics.
Oh,
and
I see.
Disgusting stories and disgusting audio about vomit and snot and scat and gay shit and horrible things that turn me off my food. Clean up your act, you fucking nigger.
Yeah, well, you know what? You're sounding like a Jew right there. Stop sounding so Jewy, you Jew. Oh, I'm gonna get you. Oh, I'm gonna get you real good. The fuck? It's a very memorable porno clip. Some guy... What was he fucking someone saying yabba dabba doo, or was he getting fucked? I don't remember.
Hey, faggot. Rob from Texas here. I just took a shit.
Nice.
That, like, I thought I was done and I wiped, and then I had to shit some more, and then I wiped, and then now I'm shitting some more. Started off as a one, and right now it's up to about a six, and see if I've got anything more.
So wait, it started off hard, like hard little nuggets, and then it progressed into a, you know, a watery, almost diarrhea shit. Yeah.
Ugh. I think that was a seven part.
Because a lot of times I'll have, like... Well, you know, sometimes what I'll have is, like, a turdlet, right? Like a little chunk, a hard chunk of turd come out. And then an ocean, like a seven, diarrhea coming out. And then it starts to... And then it starts to build back up. You're like, oh, then it's like a six and a five, and it gets a little more solid. You know, I don't know. But you seem to have the reverse going on. I don't know.
Guy calls up, says...
Shit is just fascinating to me. Someone should really do a study on this stuff. All right, next stuff.
Guy calls up, says, so, Tim, I don't know what's going on with this tour with you. I don't know what's going on. Tim's like, oh, I can't believe people don't look at the website. The website. Oh, you got to go to the website. Yeah, well, maybe we did try to go to the website, and maybe I got a fucking virus on my computer that I'm still fucking dealing with. Thing comes up in safe mode. Anybody that logged onto your fucking site in that past week of time, okay, we're free side. Don't fuck us up with these fucking Russian sites that download bullshit on our computer. Dude, this fucking virus loaded up in safe mode. I can't do a fucking thing.
Are you sure it's from my site? Because I believe all it did was just redirect you to a Russian website. You know, if you started clicking and downloading stuff, well, that's your own fucking stupidity. I mean, I'm sorry and all, but, you know, it wasn't my fault.
Timmy Boo, it's Jimmy Boo, longtime sideshow freak.
You've been doing a great job with the shows. I haven't called since your dad, so I'm sorry your dad died. I mean that sincerely. But what I want to know is why you put up with these freaks who fucking make themselves part of your show. Yeah, your voicemail segment is part of the show. But people like Brain Dead Sean and Evan. Oh, wait. Don't cut me off. Don't cut me off.
Dylan.
Why do you put up with shitheads like that? You should make some rule against.
Well, anybody, I mean, you really haven't heard much from Dylan, and it's because I am weeding out a bunch of voicemails. Now, I mean, I'll play them occasionally, but it's not going to be every fucking day. I just can't do it, you know? It's just it's too much.
Like,
I don't want to hear from anyone every day. I don't talk to my own mother every day. Why would I want to hear from you freaks?
Part of the show and has a decided lack of friends.
Yeah, I understand. Look, I believe me, I know.
Jimmy Boo, it's Jimmy Boo, longtime sideshow freak. Couple things. The first thing is I needed to pick up a couple of things, so we're around the home in auto. So I stopped at the local Walmart, and as usual, it was one of the more entertaining experiences in my life. I just saw a vaguely sad, disinterested emo girl with too much makeup on who didn't want to fucking be there, named Amethyst. And
pretty.
My only thought was, with a name like that, why aren't you on the poll? Okay. And the second thing is, I am catching up on my old distorted views because I'm pitifully behind. And it occurs to me that you're incredibly contemptuous of, like, particularly nagging wives was the statement that was made today. And it makes me question you, like, are any of you queens any less just nagging than a wife? I'm just saying.
No. I can't stand... No. Women
Another
are the worst. They're the worst. I'm sorry, ladies.
No kidding segment or something.
Some women are the worst. The nagging kind are the worst.
Hey, Timmy. This is His Holiness, Pope John Paul III.
Oh, hello.
First-time listener... First-time caller, long-time listener, and God, am I a dumbass. And I just wanted to comment I'm a bit behind here. I'm listening to the October 7th show, where you were talking about Topeka, Kansas decriminalizing domestic violence. And I just wanted to add in, I looked this up a while ago when it was on the news, and apparently that was because the... state prosecutor or something wasn't prosecuting it and was making the
city do
and
it?
Counties individually
counties, yeah.
Prosecute this thing. So,
and now the counties are saying, well, fuck you, it's a state thing.
The county or city or whatever decriminalized it in order to force
the state to do it. Yeah, I thought I mentioned that on the show. I'm pretty sure it was included in the story.
Hey, Timmy Boo. Sideshow Freak Chantal call again.
Hi, Chantal.
I'm a little sick. Pretty shitty.
By the way, there is a Distorted View Pussy Posse group on the new DistortedView.com as well.
I hate it. I just wanted to tell you a retard story I thought of. I used to go to school with a retard. Her name was Philomena. And one time she wrote a love letter to one of my friends.
Aww.
And, you know, it was pretty incomprehensible. She was definitely illiterate. And it was pretty great because we actually made up a song about what it said. And basically all that she wrote was, Philomena, Philomena, scribble, scribble. Philomena, Philomena, scribble, scribble. And it was really nice, really sweet, really a great display of affection for my friend there.
It sounds like everyone has a retard at their school story. You know, I mean, there's always one that they have some sort of interaction with. For me, it was Ricky. I told you about Ricky on the program. But yeah, if you have your own retard high school, you know, classmate story, you know, email me or voicemail in. All right, that is, or post it on distortedview.com. That's all the time we have right now. Thank you guys so much for listening. Want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail on 480-206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, it's no God.
I want that bottle of liquor. You need to sell it to me now. Give it to me!
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter. Check out distortedview.com. All this weekend I'll be posting new shit like videos and news stories and stuff like that. Keep you busy this weekend. See you back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, bye, everybody!
Be careful you don't get AIDS, pervert.